This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Of What's On Your Mind, the most listened to radio program on the Northern Plains. Hi, friends. I'm Scott Hennon. The crew out at Piper's Auction Center of North America is just getting started on a consignment auction that's happening today. If you are not there, well, you got a little time to get there for sure. 50 items or so, and some of the big ticket items are last on the list. They have a lot of stuff. I mean, truck tires and toolboxes and magnetic drill kits and Hitachi drill and a lot of stuff today. You can bid online, too. Pipers.com for all the details there. Pipers.com. Be a way for you to bid if you like. And grain carts and, you know, there's a Alice Chalmers tractor. There's a 98 IHMX 120 tractor. There's a 93 John Deere 8970 tractor, so a few Deere things. There's a 9860 SDS combine, John Deere 04 on that one, with like 2,862 engine hours and 1,900 and some separator hours. So I could keep going because I'm browsing, checking it all out. Congressman Kevin Cramer in the Talk Radio Town Hall will join us in a little bit. He took another trip to the White House this morning for a bill signing, I believe, and they didn't know exactly if that was going to go off on time, and we're going to give us a call the second it ends. So we'll be dealing with that here shortly. Before I forget, Todd and Manny, your definition of fake news. And I have a bunch of texts to get to here as well. I'm on a panel on fake news later today, so I've been asking the audience, what's fake news? Give me some examples. And we have some very good examples here. Todd, do you have a fake news definition?
You come up with a narrative, then you formulate what looks like a news story to reinforce the narrative. And it's never been easier to come up with something that looks like fake news because graphics are very easy to manufacture now. And you can put it on social media and make it look like it's a legitimate news source, even though it's not. There you go.
I hear you. And it makes, you know, it's deceitful, right? Texter says fake news is political party-leaning infotainment. Fake news is a story made up by the media and then run as a real story. Busted Martin Luther King. That's fake news and never corrected by the media. The snowflakes want to believe the fake news is anything the Republicans don't agree with or makes Trump look bad, says another.
Didn't we pretty much see it perfected during the Dakota Access Pipeline protests?
Boy, did we ever. I think that was a prime example. Exactly. Pipelines are bad. They leak. They're terrible. They pollute the water. There's your narrative. And then just, you know.
Bismarck didn't want the pipeline north of them because it would put the water in them. Yeah, okay, well, or the oil.
Total lie.
Well,
total lie, yeah.
Well, I mean, if it did, it would still put the water downstream as well, wouldn't it? You know, or the oil, rather.
Sacred sites disrupted, lie, you know, on a energy corridor. So you're exactly right. Manny, have you got one?
He's getting a phone, it looks like.
He might be hooking up Congressman Cramer, who just told us he's just a couple of minutes away. Let me go through some of the text. Lies, period. I love the brevity and the you know, just blatant honesty of our audience. What's fake news? It's lies, period. Yeah. Fake news to me is any network that references Saturday Night Live and calls that news.
Yeah, exactly.
Fake news is anything coming out of Maxine Waters' mouth. She is so out of touch with reality. Fake news, anything I don't hear on K-Fire 550.
Aw. Thanks for that one.
Yeah. You're listening to us, you know you got the real deal. Fake news, CNN, ABC, CBS, NBC, Fargo Forum, news outlets that report info to help their own agenda. Don't care about the truth. Matt Lauer especially. Fake news equals pretty much anything coming out of their mouths. Sick of the false reporting. Some of the worst fake news, I think, is when unsubstantiated news, like the Russia connection with Trump, is repeated over and over until people believe it to be true simply because they've heard it so often. Candy and Ashley, thank you for that. And Russia, you're exactly right, is another prime example. I think a good local one is the, you know, the whole Dakota Access Pipeline protest, but I think nationally it's the non-Russia story, which is just a way to explain away why she lost. Just about everything that's on the news lately seems the media reports news to support or back their own agendas instead of the truth. Fake news is Chase Ironize claiming not guilty to insider riot.
Yeah.
That'd be the reality, for sure. A few others here, and we'll pick a winner before the end of the show. So thanks so much. In the meantime, time for the Talk Radio Town Hall, and Congressman Kevin Cramer joins us. I understand you were at the White House for another bill signing. It's a busy White House.
Well, actually,
these days,
I was at the Department of the Interior today
for
rules signing. So yeah, 3 days in a row attending the signing of bills and regulations and rules that turn back the extreme left-wing environmental extreme agenda of the Obama administration, and it's all very good for North Dakota. Obviously, yesterday's the Clean Power Plan and the whole Energy Independence Executive Order was, as I said, is as significant a day as we've had since Donald Trump became president. But today, Secretary Zinke did something very specific, and most of these fell under the executive order from yesterday, but he lifted the moratorium on federal coal leases, and our friends at the Lignite Energy Council and our coal mining friends, as well as our utilities, know how very significant that is. But this was an Obama, part of the war on coal, of course. North Dakota's coal, about 15%, Scott, of our coal is federal coal, but it's not under federal land. It's under private land, and it's intermingled with private coal, which makes, as you might imagine, mining very, very difficult, if not even unfeasible in some cases. So this was very big for our coal industry today.
You know what struck me about yesterday on the energy independence package of issues, Clean Power Plan and the methane rule, and all of them sort of rolled into one, the one you just mentioned, is you had the president there, you had the vice president there. He was at the EPA, so obviously the Scott Pruitt is there, the new head of the EPA. You got Rick Perry, the Secretary of Energy, and you have Ryan Zinke, the head of the Department of Interior there, plus a bunch of folks from the coal industry all there. But I mean, talk about some, you know, heft that says, this administration is wholeheartedly behind this. This isn't just sort of signing these in the dark of night, passing them out, checking a box, calling it good for, you know, a campaign promise. It's we're behind this all the way. I thought that was significant to have that level of firepower there.
You know, I think, Scott, what you just articulated is part of the marketing genius of Donald Trump. And he doesn't go into things half-hearted. Now, you know, he's always negotiable, but when he makes the decision, he doesn't do it half-hearted. He takes, as you said, all the heft that he can and puts behind it. Then you're right. The thing I loved so much about yesterday, you know, having participated in a few of these now, it's always nice to stand around the shoulder of the president, or, you know, next to the vice president, as I did yesterday, or, you know, with the secretary, as I did today. But what was really special about yesterday was that all the politicians, we sat in the audience, you know, in the first couple of rows of the audience, and it was the coal miners whose jobs are on the line that stood behind the president. And that tells you everything you need to know about Donald Trump and his commitment to working Americans and why he won the election.
Six of calls for Congressman Cramer on the Talk Radio Town Hall today at 800-228-0550. That's our toll-free telephone number. Jerry and Dickinson, go ahead for Congressman Cramer.
Yes, I'd like to, this is off the subject of what you're talking about, but I'm on the board of the Clark County Veterans Memorial here in Dickinson.
Mm-hmm.
And we're trying to get a Huey helicopter to put up there for display.
Sure.
And all we do is run into roadblocks.
Okay.
So I was kind of wondering if there's anything that you could do.
Well, we can certainly do whatever we can. We'll certainly do our part. And yet we've helped with these kinds of things in the past, Jerry. So we'll get, maybe what you could do is if you could get Scott your phone number, or, you know, the organization, I guess we could even just call and we'll inquire with the Department of Defense. I will tell you, these things are interesting. Scott, you see these aircraft at various memorials, like Jerry's talking about, or in air museums, or even the gateway into a park or something like that. And you think, well, that's a nice use of an old aircraft, but the things they go through, first to acquire them, and then to make them ready. They have to, of course, make sure they can't fly. They take all the parts out of them that are important. But they also sort of strip the whole interior so that if there's any sensitive information or things that might tip off an enemy as to how they work, all of that stuff has to be done. And it's pretty much just a shell by the time you get it on display. But yeah, Jerry, we'll look into it for you and with you, and certainly advocate.
Yeah,
I'm going to put you on hold, Jerry.
Are you there? Yeah, we're here.
I said I'm going to put you on hold, Jerry, and we'll get your contact information so we can pass that along.
I didn't think. There's supposed to be some Huey helicopters in Fort McCoy in Wisconsin.
Okay.
All right, so you can get those details. We're going to a break, Jerry, so I'm sorry we don't have time to finish. We can maybe chat off the air, and we'll get your information. Don't go anywhere. More coming up.
That's a very important question. Every day, what's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
Central Steel Building and Construction is your premier source for GSI grain bins, GSI grain dryers, and GSI grain handling equipment. Central Steel also offers livestock water, welding supplies, and a variety of gears, pulleys, plus bulk bolts and nuts. Call Central Steel today for your GSI grain storage, material handling, and grain drying needs. 701-652-2886. Central Steel Building and Construction in Carrington. Online at grainstuff.com.
Hi, this is Kevin Piper with Piper's Auction Company. Piper's upcoming machinery and land auctions include farm equipment retirement auctions in Bowman, Wild Rose, New England, Hillsboro, Watford City, Cheyenne, McCluskey, and Steele, North Dakota, and exceptional cropland auctions in Wells, Dickey, and Grand Forks counties in North Dakota, and cropland auctions in Clay, Norman, and Becker counties in Minnesota. For complete information, call Piper's 877-700-4099 or view all of these auctions at pipers.com.
PetroServe USA, helping America feel better by connecting North Dakota's oil fields with North Dakota's farm fields and giving you choice at the pump every time. PetroServe USA, home to the 4-for-4 deal, all day, every day, a hot stuff personal pan pizza, breakfast pizza in the morning or your choice of toppings in the afternoon, 20-ounce drink, 2 cookies, 4 items, $4 all day, every day. It's the 4-for-4 signature special at PetroServe USA locations. Plus, come inside and take advantage of Deli Express Double Charbroiled Deluxe Sandwiches, $1.99 each. Kellogg's Cheez-Its, 89 cents each. Assorted Dots are delicious and only 89 cents each. Hershey's Cookie Layer Crunch Bars, standard size, 69 cents each. King size, $1.09 each. Or the Jack Links, 2.85-ounce bag jerkies, $3.99 each. Or Giant's 5-ounce pistachios, only $2.99 each. All at a PetroServe USA location near you. PetroServe USA.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Problem is too big or small for your member of Congress, ladies and gentlemen. The Talk Radio Town Hall here today. Congressman Kevin Cramer has been charged with finding a Huey for the Veterans Memorial in Dickinson. And We have Jerry linked up with your office now to work on that. They're planning on evidently having things all the way back to the Civil War there. So glad to know they're doing
an extra one. We can throw it in front of K-Fire, too, by the way. Just saying.
Yeah. He's memorial right there.
Two of them.
That'd be beautiful. Yeah. We're brought to you in part today by our friends at MyPillow, and we're going to pick a winner for a MyPillow on our fake news survey question today. What is fake news? And we're a premium pillow. It's a nice nice pillow. If you need one, I would suggest you take the remaining days of March here to take advantage of a really good deal from MyPillow. And when I talk about the premium pillows on the program here, I'm talking about the kind you can only get from calling the special number we give you. Or going to the website and using promo code Scott. Can't buy these in stores. Remember that. Different quality of pillow. MyPillow.com, promo code Scott, or call 800-506-9028. National Sleep Awareness Month is March. You get 50% off two MyPillow premium pillows and two Go Anywhere pillows. Free shipping for orders over $100 too from MyPillow. Tell them Scott and Todd sent you. All right, back with Congressman Kevin Cramer in the Talk Radio Town Hall. Let's go out to Billings County, and Jim has a question for Congressman Cramer. Go ahead, Jim, you're up.
Good morning. Beautiful spring morning in North Dakota.
Indeed.
And good news coming out of Washington on President Trump's executive order yesterday, so that all looks encouraging.
It's all encouraging.
If I could go back, not to mean beating a dead horse, because Congress kind of struck out on getting anything done on health care, although President Trump still hopes to get something done there. But I had a couple questions I'd like to ask you.
Sure.
Between the election and when Trump was inaugurated, I believe Congress did pass a total repeal of the mandatory health care, Obamacare. And correct me if I'm wrong.
I don't remember that it was between the election and the inauguration, but we did last year. And just to be clear, it was similar to what we're doing now. So when you say total repeal, we're in this weird thing that I know I always talk about, and it's frustrating to talk about, much less listen to, but this budget reconciliation process where we're able to do things with 51 votes. We did that in the last term, and the president vetoed it. So we passed it in the House, we passed it in the Senate. President vetoed it. So we aren't literally able to extract everything out of it, but we eliminate enough that it basically repeals it. So it repeals all the penalties, it repeals the taxes, it repeals even to some degree some of the mandates that are budget oriented. So basically, it basically repeals. And that's what the same thing that this bill that we tried to bring up last week did, except this one also included part of a replacement package.
Okay. Yeah, I was wondering what happened to that, because I knew Obama would veto it, but now I'd like to see that gone on Trump's desk and see what he'd done with it.
Yeah, no, he would have signed it. No question about that. The difference here was, it's a great point, actually. I'm glad you raised it, because the difference here is President Trump requested a replacement along with the repeal. And that's okay. I don't disagree with that decision at all. Some people do, but it's the replacement piece that's got sort of the hang-ups in it. And it's the replacement piece is where we replaced, Medicaid expansion or phase it out over several years, allowing, grandfathering people that are currently in it, allowing states that are currently expanded to remain expanded. And then as we transition the expansion part out 3 years from now, replacing some of that with grants and giving states the opportunity to have block grants, and then doing an option of per capita allotments, and this is all sort of nerdy stuff that I won't bore you with right now unless you want me to, and then same on the subsidy side for the exchanges. So we eliminate the penalties, but then replace these subsidies, the Obama exchange subsidies, with tax credits and a host of other sort of details. But that's frankly the part that hung a lot of people up, because to some on the very conservative side of our party, that was too generous. And yet without that, I don't think President Trump would have supported it. So you see the dilemma is getting everybody to support at least enough of everything to pass the House, the Senate, and the presidency. But I want to also stress, though, you mentioned that President Trump still wants to continue working on it and work perhaps with Democrats on it. If we work with Democrats on it, and I'm happy to, it will not be a repeal of Obamacare, obviously. But unless we get more Republicans on board, that's what he's going to have to do. So their there are people still negotiating the bill that we failed to bring up last week. Some of the people feel like maybe they made a mistake, or if we could just negotiate a little longer, talk a little more about it in the public arena, remind people why they dislike Obamacare so much, so there's a little more political will. There's still a chance before the Easter recess that the House could bring that bill back up.
Well, I hope so, because I guess I don't like to see the government running health care, the socialized medicine. We've seen it in other countries, and I think it's a disaster, and that's where I'm coming from. I'd hope you'd get something done to kind of get rid of it.
Well, and therein lies, your pragmatism's perfect. Scott, this is the perfect description of what America wants us to do, I think, for the most part. They don't want the government in health care, but that doesn't mean we shouldn't have a safety net for people who need it. So the Republican safety net, rather than direct subsidies with a mandated coverage by a mandated government program, we provide tax credits so people have their own money to purchase what they want and what they need in the marketplace, rather than being told what they have to purchase and at what price they have to purchase it.
That would be a little more like Dr. Ben Carson was talking about when he was running, I believe.
Exactly. That's great.
Okay.
I'd forgotten that. He did talk about that exact type of a formula.
Dr. Ben Carson, don't get any smarter than that. Jim, thanks for the call.
Yeah.
Appreciate it.
Yeah,
other than Jim in Billings County. What happened? Why weren't the votes there? Everybody's doing an after action. What's your take on
why? So it was interesting. We had a really good conference on Monday when we got back. Or I guess it was yesterday morning. And kicked all the staff out of the room. And so it was just, 230 or so of my best friends. And some of the people on the conservative side, there was a real interesting statement. And so I'm not going to affiliate with anybody in particular, but I think it was a good illustration of what's wrong. One person said, look, I was very happy with what we did with Medicaid. So that, the Energy and Commerce Committee, that's a good conservative solution. And I would vote for that if that's all it was. And I was really happy with what was being done on the repeal of all the taxes, which is about $1 trillion, Scott. That was, people forget there was $1 trillion in tax increases mainly aimed at the working people, because it was increases, taxes on your premiums and especially employer-provided premiums and taxes on medical devices, things that just drive the price up of medicine. So he said, I had to vote for that if that was a separate bill. I'd have voted for the both of them together if they were both together. But the tax credits, that is the safety net that helps people buy insurance if they can't afford it or if they don't have an employer provided health care, that was a deal killer for him. And I liked his honesty, but what I don't understand is why isn't two-thirds of a good thing better than keeping Obamacare? And that's the mindset we can't quite get over. That's the whole 70% of a loaf is better than no loaf argument.
Deb in Willow City when we come back. John behind that. Then Dave, some texts as well. More of your questions or comments on the Talk Radio Town Hall today for Congressman Kevin Cramer. Don't go away.
Utah, we listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
The Safety Minute brought to you by the North Dakota Safety Council, sponsored in part by Workforce Safety and Insurance. 90% of people will survive if they're shocked with an AED within 3 to 4 minutes of a sudden cardiac arrest. This week's Safety Minute features NDSC First Aid Coordinator Shelley Dahl discussing the importance of equipping your business with an AED.
That 3 to 4 minute time frame, that's why it's important for businesses out there, especially if you have public coming through your door. Really important to have one. And make sure that you have people on staff trained in CPR as well, because they can actually start CPR on that person and keep the blood moving that has oxygen in it until that AED gets there to help them.
Get your staff trained so they can be the help in a cardiac emergency. Schedule a private CPR course at your business today. Go to www.ndsc.org for more details. That's ndsc.org.
Hey, diabetics. Yeah, you. Got a spare hour to waste going to the pharmacy to get your insulin or other meds and supplies every month? I didn't think so. Me either. I've got life going on, which is why I use PillPack. PillPack is an amazing online pharmacy. They package up all my diabetic meds and testing supplies into daily doses and send it to me every month, automatically. All I do is pay my normal copay. PillPack does the rest. I'm serious. This is a free service. They don't even charge for shipping. PillPack handles all the medical insurance stuff and even get with my doctors for my other prescriptions so I don't have to, which is good because that's the stuff I forget. But PillPack remembers everything. They even package up my daily vitamins so I remember to take them too. If you're diabetic, your meds and supplies are life and death, which means you need PillPack. Call right now for this free service. You may even qualify for $25 in free vitamins. 800-560-7310. That's 800-560-7310. Again, 800-560-7310.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-615-7709. That's 800-615-7709. 800-615-7709.
USA, helping America feel better, bringing you What's on Your Line. Congressman Kevin Cramer, the weekly talk radio town hall to answer your questions at 800-228-0550. We will have a winner in our fake news question. What is fake news? By the end of the program, a free MyPillow for you, as a matter of fact. I should have asked you this earlier, but there were shots fired up on Capitol Hill today, and I understand you witnessed it, and some of the news organizations are actually using your video. A woman is in custody after this incident. They're saying no nexus to terrorism, but that had to be a little unsettling. What'd you see?
Well, it's so funny. It all happens so fast. I don't mean funny in a humorous way, but it happens so fast. I was literally in the back seat of a vehicle going to the Department of Interior for these signings, and I was going, I guess it's west, right on Independence Avenue, you know, right past from the front of the building I'm in, Longworth, past the Rayburn building, and then you get to First Street, and there's a stoplight. Well, suddenly we could see police cars coming toward us. And by the way, police cars, flashing lights, sirens, not a very unusual thing. Although, I'll tell you, as soon as I hear sirens, I start to pray. It's just sort of a trigger in me, and I just pray for safety and grateful for officers. And anyway, and pretty soon there's a lot more sirens, and they're coming from behind us, and they were chasing a car. And just in front of me, probably a quarter of a block next to the, just kind of by Botanical Gardens, the barriers started coming up out of the street so that cars can't go past that, and that's what locks people in and out, right? And so this car pulls up to it, stops, and all these police cars come behind and beside and surround the car. And suddenly the car backed up a little bit and started ramming, going at police officers, both in the cars and then outside the cars. And so when it sort of went toward cops, obviously they defended themselves and shot at the suspect in the car and then dragged her out. But she's in custody, evidently okay, at least alive. And you could see that, while we were there. There's so much else going on, Scott. But anyway, so after we heard the gunshots, I shot some video of the scene, and it's put it on Twitter, and pretty soon all the news organizations are showing it. So
pretty wild. Another day in Washington, D.C.
Yeah.
Right?
No, it was something.
I'm a full bank of calls here, but I want to play one more clip here and finish on the question from the last segment related to sort of what now on repealing and replacing Obamacare. When you were on last week with us, you sort of laid down the gauntlet about what the vote meant, and here's a clip of what you said.
what's at stake right now is whether the Republican Party is only an opposition party or whether we're a proposition party. Are we going to always just be good at being against things, or can we govern? And if we can't pass this bill or something very similar to it in the next couple of days, then I would say we might not be suitable for governing. We might just be all about being against things.
All right, so that's obviously a tough spot you find yourself in now. Is that what the vote last week means, that the Republican majority is not ready to govern?
Well, we'll see the outcome of it, Scott. But, when I said it, I meant it then, and I think it's still true. We have to demonstrate with all of this, with this unified power that we have now, we have to demonstrate we can govern. And not improving health care is not governing. And if purity, if perfection is the goal all the time, with a diverse party as diverse as ours. And by the way, let's not forget, Donald Trump isn't exactly a status quo Republican. And, to get to move the ball the right direction, any increment, it should be our goal. And if we're not able to do that, then that's a pretty big problem. Now, we can still build winning coalitions. It just means that we're going to have to move to the left, bring Democrats on board into the solutions, and I think America wants that anyway to a certain degree. But we also have to, we also can't compromise our principles to the point where we're not Republicans. So it's a pretty fine balance, and we're just probably getting our sea legs under us. I've been waiting for this moment for so long to have to wait for Republicans on training wheels is a little bit troubling to me, but. Yeah, it's more than a little bit discouraging. And I get very upset, Scott, when the media over-dramatizes things around here. I mean, the Devin Nunes thing, talk about over-dramatizing. Russia, all this crazy stuff that the media likes to turn into a soap opera, I get frustrated with. This is real-life stuff when we can't pass a repeal and replacement bill for Obamacare that is clearly built on Republican principles. It's actually built on the same principles that people like Rand Paul have introduced in the legislature, but now all of a sudden opposed because it's not good enough. That's a chilling signal to me. And so I'm the eternal optimist, but I'm right now a little bit discouraged.
Talk about real world. Texter says, I have a friend that has medical issues. They will not let her work full time. Last year, she averaged $500 a month in income. She went on the Affordable Care Act website, was told that she did not make enough to qualify for subsidies. I love that. The plan they offered her was $600 a month, but she only makes $500 a month. Would the plan that didn't pass have helped her to get insurance without paying everything she makes a month?
Without question. See, that's a great illustration, Scott, because Obamacare discourages work, as do many other Obama policies, by the way. It discourages work, and it discourages hiring. So her employer probably won't let her work more than 30 hours a week because that kicks in requirements on their part. And so a full-time employee becomes now a part-time employee. And then on top of that, she makes too much money to qualify for a subsidy, but if she doesn't buy insurance, she gets penalized. She gets a penalty by the IRS, no less. And so what our bill would have done is provided credits for her, tax credits, refundable. That means it has nothing to do with her liability, her tax liability, but advanced refundable tax credits that she could purchase whatever insurance best fits her needs. The reason her insurance is expensive is because she has to buy whatever it is the Obamacare tells her she has to buy, as opposed to finding in a competitive market something that works for her. And that's why our legislation, according to the CBO, would bring rates down, premiums down 10%. By applying more market forces. Yes, it's still generous. Yes, here's the deal. We want her to keep working. In fact, we'd like her to work more if she's able to. If she's not able to, we still want her to have the dignity of a job as long as she wants one, as long as she can get one, and she's capable of it. That adds to her well-being mentally, physically, emotionally, and so it adds to our community's well-being. But Obamacare discourages her from working. The best thing she could do to get Obamacare is to not have a job. Now, isn't that a tragedy? That's a terrible goal.
Let's go to Willow City. Deb, question for Congressman Kramer. Go ahead.
Hello, Congressman Kramer.
Hi,
I'd like to ask you a couple of questions about Obamacare. But
sure.
First, I'll give you a definition in two sentences of what fake news is. Fake news is agenda-driven news. Then the liberals and media twist enough facts listeners to believe them, what they're saying. Example, when they tried to make it out that Trump was getting help from Russia to beat Hillary. That's all the facts they've twisted. People, if the people don't listen carefully, they don't understand what actually happened.
Good contribution, okay. Deb. Thank you. Go ahead with your question.
Okay, then I would like to ask you, Representative Kramer, it's good to talk to you. I wrote you a letter. I don't know whether you read it. But I would like to ask, did, you know, you guys voted when Obamacare was on in through the 2009 through still on, you voted many times to shut it down. And I've heard that there, you guys provided a bill to replace it. Is that true?
That's true, yep.
Last week. What was in that bill?
So that bill did a number of things. So it repeals the penalties. It repeals the taxes in Obamacare. Repeals some of the mandates that reference, you know, that are referenced relative to budget and revenue, because of course that's part of the rule of reconciliation, as I talked about. And then it replaces it with tax credits that give the taxpayer, the patient, control over the money to purchase whatever health care they want in the private marketplace. It also provided with Medicaid expansion, and it provided the governors a choice between choosing some sort of first of all, it phases Medicaid expansion out after 3 years. But anybody that's on Medicaid expansion, and expansion is that group of people between 100% poverty and 133% poverty that were part of Obamacare, it keeps them on it for as long as they need to be if they're already on Medicaid expansion, but then gives governors a choice after that to choose either a block grant for Medicaid or a per capita allotment for Medicaid, and then gives them a lot more flexibility. I mean, lots more, dozens and dozens of waivers and restrictions lifted. And then also additional grants for innovation grants, state and patient stabilization grants, because every state's different and every population's different. And this is really important in North Dakota, because our governor could use those dollars to make sure that rural critical access hospitals, for example, continue to meet the margins that they need to stay open. They might help a particular disease within a population. Maybe it's dialysis or something. It all depends on the local area. So a lot more flexibility, a lot fewer regulations, a safety net that includes tax credits where the patient makes the choices, not the government. Just a much, much better plan than what we have now.
Thank you, Deb. Got to keep rolling here. A lot of calls waiting. John in South Dakota, go ahead for Congressman Kramer quickly with your question, please.
Hey, Congressman Kramer. It's good to talk to you again. Hey, the last time I talked to you, I believe you were going to meet the president in Philadelphia, and I mentioned to you about the ELD mandate for the owner-operators and the truckers. Did you have a chance to talk to him about repealing that at all?
I didn't talk to him, but I have talked to some folks both at DOT and within Congress about that issue, and we continue to look at it. I think one of the things we asked for is a delay in the implementation, and I don't know what the status of that is, because, and I don't know what the final outcome would be either, John, just so you know, but I think maybe you and I discussed this before. The distinction between a private owner-operator, even a small business owner-operator, and a massive company is, you know, really, I think, has to be recognized here. The cost associated, of course, has to be recognized.
Hang on, we'll finish this on the other side of the break. Other calls waiting. Our final segment next on What's on Your Mind.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
Vince is here from Hot Springs Spas and Pool Tables, too. Best place ever, because you have some fun things like the Olhausen game tables. Tell me about it.
I know I'm a sales guy, but it is the best pool table made, period. And here's the fun thing about Olhausen. They'll not only customize your own pool table, whatever you want on it, however you want it stained, whatever wood you want to use, but They can make a matching shuffleboard table, matching foosball table, matching game table. They can do the whole thing for you. So their whole room can be done specifically and designed specifically how you and your family want it.
You sell more Bison logos or UND logos?
Bison right now. When the Fighting Sioux were out there, it was definitely more Fighting Sioux tables. But, you know, right now, I'd give the edge to the Bison.
Vikings tables, they've got them all. And, folks, right now's the time to buy because no interest, no payments for a year. Play now, pay later. Bubble hockey, air hockey, darts, foosball, pool tables too at Hot Springs Spas and Pool Tables too, Fargo, Grand Forks, Bismarck, and Minot.
Welcome to Soybean Minute, your source for timely soybean news.
I'm North Dakota Soybean Council Director Troy Oglem of Northwood. Backed by popular demand, the North Dakota Soybean Council is sponsoring a See for Yourself program to Portland, Oregon, July 11th through the 14th for North Dakota soybean producers to see their checkoff dollars at work. Learn about checkoff investment in rail and water transportation, soy biodiesel, agricultural advocacy training, and tour shipping ports where North Dakota soybeans leave for Asia. Experience firsthand the systems in which North Dakota Soybean Council invests to ensure market stability for your soybeans. If selected, airfare, lodging, and most meals will be reimbursed. North Dakota soybean farmers are invited to apply to participate in this See for Yourself program by April 17th. Log on to ndsoybean.org and apply today.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Have you ever thought you'd like to flip houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready to be your own boss so you can start living the good life? Hi, I'm Preston Ely. I used to be so broke. I had my electricity turned off 9 times, but I figured out a way to quit my job and find financial freedom in real estate. For a limited time, I want to send you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It shows you how to copy exactly what I did so you can make money from the comfort of your own home without even doing any manual labor. I've already given away 5,000 books and they're going fast. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-958-6936. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. It's short, fun to read, easy to understand, and awesome. To find out how to get your free book while supplies last, call 1-800-958-6936. Call 1-800-958-6936. 1-800-958-6936.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
This is really hard. Three finalists for the fake news winner, Roy in New Salem, who called and said Russia, used Russia as an example. And I do believe that whole thing is a prime example, because you could, you know, the actual newsworthy parts of that, like, for instance, where there have been illegal leaks or where there have been unmasking of names, that's ignored. Meanwhile, you know, this just shout Russia and the amount of angles of that story that have no basis in fact are unbelievable. So that's a good one. But a texter that said fake news equals opinion pieces presented as fact, and that really is the basic art of what's going on. And another example, which I think is really good, fake news equals that we will save the planet by getting rid of coal energy. And it, same thing there, you know, coal bad. You know, bad for the environment. So there's another example. So those are all good. So any of those three go into a hat, and we pull out fake news equals opinion pieces presented as facts. That came as a text, but 9:32, Todd, if you can pull that one out for us. We'll let that winner know they've got a MyPillow. Back with Congressman Kevin Cramer in the Talk Radio Town Hall in our final segment. So anything else you want to say on the trucking regulation?
I think we wrap that up. We continue to work on it. I understand the issue quite well. And I wish I will tell you, I don't know for sure what the outcome is going to be. I'm not very encouraged by it per se, but we continue to work on it because I do think it's one of these areas where the cost, especially to small businesses, is greater than the benefit, if there is one that's to be achieved by it, and especially with how quickly they have to comply.
Here's a question that came in earlier that I said we would share with you today.
Sure.
I just wanted to call and ask if you guys have heard anything about the House Joint Resolution 86. That's the proposal to turn down the FCC rules for personal privacy on the Internet.
All right. What about that one?
Sure. So actually, we didn't vote on the House resolution, but we did vote on a Senate joint resolution. So the Senate Joint Resolution 34 was brought to the floor yesterday. The Senate passed it first. It nullifies a rule at the FCC, which would place additional regulations on, this is very important, Internet service providers, otherwise known as ISPs. You might hear that term a lot. As it relates to data collection. Now, remember, ISPs, that's like your local cable company or your telephone company, whoever you get your Internet from, the entity that provides the pipe, so to speak. So like your rural telephone cooperative, for example. And it was, you know, it was hailed by the Obama administration as an Internet privacy rule. And this is another one of those midnight rules, one of the things he did late in the term. The problem is, as you look at it, the Federal Trade Commission already has privacy jurisdiction. In fact, I just met this week with the FTC chairman, and we talked specifically about this because the FTC has this very good protocol for protecting privacy within industry, and it's on a case-by-case basis. But the FCC put this very onerous supposed protection regulation on Internet service providers. And by the way, Internet service providers don't have access to a lot of private information, very little, if any, in fact, because of the encryption technology nowadays of websites. But here's the real irony. Groups like Facebook or Google, you know, whether they're called edge providers, Google, of course, the main search engine, Facebook, you know, one of the bigger, obviously, social networks, they don't have these same laws, these same protections as the FCC imposed on the Internet service providers, Scott. So it was duplicative, it was confusing, it was inconsistent, and it really could hurt innovation in our country. So we passed the CRA yesterday to eliminate that rule or overturn that rule, so now it is on the way to the president. But it's one of these things you're going to hear demagogued a lot. People are going to say, oh, my gosh, my privacy's up for sale now by my local rural telephone cooperative. That's just not the case, the FTC is much better positioned. Now, the FCC chairman, Ajit Pai, who I also just met with this week, is going to rework the rule and come up with a more reasonable rule that's in conjunction with the Federal Trade Commission, so there's a consistent rule and it's consistently applied so that you don't have all this confusion and recognizes the entire ecosystem, if you will, of the Internet in its totality. So there's a lot of people going to be, like I said, demagoguing this issue because it's easy to say he's against privacy, but the reality is you also have to have innovation, and we're not against privacy. We think that our approach will protect privacy much more so than the FCC's.
I'm sad to say we have a minute left, so we're going to get one more call in here. Quick question, quick answer. Jeff Botno, go.
Yes, Senator Representative. I would like to know why Congress and why don't we, the people, we're supposed to be self-governed. Why can't we come up with our own health care program? We don't need to go have you guys sitting there making decisions for us. I want the American people to have the right to form their own insurance and fund their own insurance.
All right. Let's go ahead and give you a second.
Okay, so great point, Jeff. So last week, one of the things that went very unnoticed, we passed in the House a bill that allows the formation of association health plans so that small businesses, associations, you know, NRA, for example, restaurant association, manufacturers, anybody, any group that wants to could form their own pool across state lines even. So if broadcasters
campers from across the country wanted to form their own pool, then they could provide them, they could provide a health care plan, much like an employer would, a large employer would, for the employees. That was illegal under Obamacare. We passed a bill, bipartisan, by the way, last week in the House. This is not part of the repeal and replacement plan. This is just a fundamental liberty that was denied under Obamacare. So that's now over in the Senate. And I would strongly encourage you to call our senators and have them, you know, bring that bill up, because now you're starting to get back into the marketplace.
Jeff, thanks for the call. Congressman Kramer, thank you. We're out of time. God bless you, folks. See you tomorrow on What's on Your Mind.
MBI Energy Services is hiring. A career with MBI lets you enjoy excellent pay, great benefits, and a variety of work schedules that best meet your family's needs. Join our team at MBI Energy Services. Go to MBIEnergyServices.com or on their Facebook page to find out about today's listings of great career opportunities. With hundreds of companies operating in the oil fields, why should you choose MBI? It's the best. MBI Energy Services. Tell them Scott sent you.
Hi, this is Troy from CNC Farms of Donnybrook. We're your registered and certified seed dealer. At CNC Farms, we pride ourselves in providing top quality and wide variety of seed. We offer forage barley, oats, millet, 4010 forage peas, forage mexes, malt barley, flax, durum, chickpeas, green and yellow peas, spring wheat, winter wheat, alfalfa, pasture mexes, beans, and much more. Online at ccseedfarm.com. Your registered and certified seed dealer of Donnybrook. Call CNC Farms, 701-482-7865.
It's called the Deep State. Barack Obama's most loyal aides still hold office, and they want to stop President Trump. Deep State was first revealed in the runaway New York Times bestseller, Big Agenda. David Horowitz's Big Agenda exposes Obama's government in exile and his shocking plan. Newsmax, Lou Dobbs, Ann Coulter all say you must read Big Agenda at bookstores everywhere, or check out our free offer. Call 800-NEWSMAX, 800-NEWSMAX, or go to BigAgenda411.com. That's BigAgenda411.com.
Did you know there's a new group of water contaminants with unknown health effects? These emerging contaminants lurking in your water include prescription, over-the-counter drugs, and new types of herbicides and pesticides. ProPure's improved Pro-1 G2.0 filter meets NSF 401 standards to help reduce these emerging contaminants. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Have you ever wanted a shortcut to getting the underground secrets to making money online and seriously grow your business? Whether it's a new business, a part-time income, or an existing business, you have this incredible limited offer to get a copy of this Amazon best-selling book on .com success for free. Uncover the success factors to make your business ignite. Go to secretsignite.com. That's secretsignite.com. Get your free copy now. Go to secretsignite.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting, providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business, so make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.